first gun has just gone off, and I'm looking right down First Reach as they come towards me, absolutely powering through. The ducks are moving out the way. The clouds are parting, and it looks like the race is now on. There is a 2-length gap between Downing and Emmanuel at the front. Downing have had a great start. Actually, great start. In fact, I say 2 lengths. We're talking more, maybe 3 lengths here. They take a really tight line. They're looking incredibly powerful as they come around first post corner. As I say, 3 lengths behind, we've got Emmanuel. Looks like they're not going to be chasing Downing anytime soon. We'll wait and see. A length and a half behind them, we have first and third. Coming in, looking very strong behind Emmanuel, a length and a half behind, taking the tight line as well. A good 2.5 boat lengths behind are Pembroke, and they have still got a length and a half behind them. We have Jesus coming up. As I said, a length and a half behind Pembroke, Jesus, who are another length and a half in front of Christ. So, obviously, as you'd expect in a division like this, it's all pretty evenly spread at this early stage. Length and a half behind Christ, we have Claire coming in very close to the inside lane. They're catching Christ. It looks like there's about a length between it. And then a good 4 boat lengths behind, we have Queens coming up. Queens are being chased quite closely behind by Keys, maybe just less than a length, but this is closing really quickly. This is the one to watch as we go around first place corner. It looks like Keys are catching up with Queens very, very quickly. Good 4 lengths behind this action. We have Newnham looking very comfortable, not likely to catch Keys, who are looking strong as they chase behind Queens. Behind Newnham, about a length and a half. Trinity Hall all in black. Mike.
So, yes, at the top of the division, we're just watching Downing row past. They've managed to open up their distance to 3 legs. They're going to do it. They're going to get their headship. They're going to keep it. Further back's where it gets proper interesting. Emmanuel are now just a length ahead of first and third. Then you've got on station Pembroke and Jesus. But further back is where it's really interesting. Scott Price heading round the corner towards the outside. But Claire are defending on the three now. Distance down to less than half a leg. And Claire get the better end of Bradley. Hunting that down back without flattering. Bringing it down to overlap. They're still overlapping. Further back is even more interesting. There's the Queen's boat there. Looks like they're not doing very well and too close to the south bank there. Keys managing to sing their stern. That's right. Queen's being bumped by Keys missing their spoon. As we go round grass. Let's go further up the river now and look at Claire versus Bryce Castle. Maintaining a half to a quarter of a leg gap between them as they row down the plough reach. It does look like Claire has got the fastest stroke rate. That one might end up in a bump as we go round Ditton. Further back now, there's the Newnham crew with Clearwater between Nav and Claire. And further back still, some more action. This is amazing.
Claire has bumped Christ. Claire just bumped Christ. And they're both falling over now. Yes, that's what you want to know.
Brilliant, yeah. Trinity Hall now, back at Grassy, being pursued hotly by St. Cats. The Cats bouncy this, but further back, and LMBC trying to get away from Maudlin, but it looks like Maudlin weren't watching her back, because King's just come right up their backside into Grassy's corner, and then just at the apex, further back, King's above Maudlin, W1, around the exit of Grassy, looking further down the river now to St. Cats, who's still hotly on the tail of Trinity Hall. Opposite colour, it's like I've got negative eye vision. They are slightly south bank of the New Hall Tit Hall crew as they come round the distance. Let's go up to Claire. Can you see that Tit Hall crew being got interviewed by Tim Pat?
Tit Hall were just coming up. We've got Newnham ahead, but then Tit Hall, and we have Cats just behind. There is basically inches in it. I think the Tit Hall are going to call it any moment now. They're just powering ahead, but they just are not fast enough to send Cats, who are definitely getting on it. Oh, that has got to be a bump. That has got to be a bump. But have we got? Yes, we've got confirmation. Tit Hall have just bumped. Cats have just bumped Tit Hall. And Cats are looking very pleased about that. Behind them, we've got LNBC who are coming up on their own. They're totally clear water either side. They've got no one contesting them, either from the front or the back.
Everyone long reach, Downing have pulled away now. They are looking supremely confident that they will row over Emma. I'm never going to catch up with them now, though they are also looking good. It's first and fifth, it's going to hold both legs behind. They are going to have to be very well. Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, so here's a lesson for anyone who's a cox. I briefly did coxing in my second year, and I can tell you now it's tough. Hey, when you go around grassy corner, you want to get near the south bank, because that's the apex. It's the faster route. And it looks like Selwyn have missed that to their cost. Being pursued by Peterhouse hotly, Selwyn went round the north bank. That's the long way round. Peterhouse sticking close to that south bank. And they're now south of Selwyn, and they've been able to bring that distance down to less than an eighth of a length. Overlap now as we go into Plough Reach. Peterhouse hotly on Selwyn. It looks like their blade's going to hit that stern of that boat. Hand in the air. Selwyn are bumped by Peterhouse midway through Plough Reach. That will leave Murray Edwards at the back to row through. Let's go back down to the long reach now with Abby. What's happening up top?
Jesus is just pulling away out of sight. They are about a half to a third of a boat length away from Pembroke. If they can put on a fantastic performance now, then there is a chance that they may bump Pembroke just within the view of the finish line. Coming in now, I believe we have Nuno have just come in sight. Behind them, we have Lady Margaret and a good few boat lengths there, three or four. Lots of clear water now ahead. It's going to be tightly fought out between Pembroke and Jesus within inches of the finish line. Over to you, Mike.
Wow, this is so exciting. So as far as we know, Downing, they were going to do it, weren't they? They looked so strong rowing up and rowing down. They managed to open their distance up to three legs. That is a well-deserved headship for Downing. Congratulations, women there. Then we had Emmanuel in first and third. Looks like they managed to stay on stations all the way down. Further back, what happened to Jesus and Pembroke?
Hard to know right now. If there will have been a bump, it will have been just to the finish line. Hope you will get confirmation of that in a few minutes to find out what exactly went on with them. Lady Margaret is the boat pulling into view just now. So if there's anyone following up close behind them at all, be a case of what's happened right at the top of the river. Up with you, Tim.
Not a huge amount. It's pretty quiet here. I think, as you'd expect in a division like this, most of the action has happened further up. So I don't have a lot to report here.
Right, and with the Keys crew now, I've just collected their foliage. Bumping Queens. Queens getting their spoon. Congratulations, Keys. Cheer louder. This is Mike, you know. So they're going to row home with Ivy in their hair. I'm surprised the cox can see anything through the Ivy in his face. But that's better. I like that. We had the Kings managing to snag Maudlin. They did that in the guts. There was a little tussle between the Maudlin, who were very hungry, I think, for LNBC at one point. But then Kings managed to go and ding their backside before they managed to catch LNBC. So it looks like LNBC, with bumps in front and bumps behind, are just going to end up rowing over. Further back then, can I just say, I don't know who the cox is for the Peterhouse W1, but that is an absolutely exemplary piece of coxing. That is how you do it. I'm not sure who it is, but props to them. They steered a perfect racing line. They spotted that Selwyn were not doing the right thing around Grassley, and rather than have temptation to follow the stern of the boat, which, you know, when you're trying to catch someone in front, it's really, really easy to just think, oh, I'm going to go for the nearest part of the boat. But no, he didn't do that. He stayed on the racing line and managed to shave a good half a length off that gap. And then it was just a case of a few more harder strokes at a faster stroke rate. And indeed, Peterhouse were then able to catch Selwyn, thanks to brilliant coxing, in the middle of Plough Reach. So I've got to say, that's probably been the highlight for me. Boring to a lot of people, but knowing how tough it is, I think that's pretty damn impressive. Right, so let's just recap everything. Claire, you've been sitting at Ditton watching everybody go past. What do we know so far?
We know that Sencat bumped Trinity Hall, which was very dramatic. I think Trinity Hall clung on to the very, very last moment before admitting that they had been bumped, but it was a bump. We also saw, I believe it was Keys bump Queens. There was definitely another one. Yeah, it was Keys. We saw Keys bump Queens. They were just going up the end of Ditton, about to go around to Long Reach when the bump happened, which was great. Apart from that, we now just have a lot of crews along the side of the river putting foliage in their hair and generally celebrating.
Let's just speak to the Cox of Keys. You're live on the air on Cam FM. Well done for bumping Queens back there. How do you feel?
Pretty happy. I understand my parents are listening to me, so hello.
Hi, Mum. Now, what's your name?
Callum.
Callum what?
Pickham.
Callum Pickham. Okay, well, excellent coxing, well done. You don't get that tangled under the railway bridge, all right? It's quite a large branch in your head. Congratulations, Keys. All right, okay, so from top to bottom then, as far as we know it, Downing, W1, row over, retained airship, blade, top of the division. Congratulations. The manual first and third are the question mark. We're not sure whether they got each other. Same with Pembroke and Jesus, it's probably going to be four row overs. So Emmanuel and first and third, Pembroke and Jesus are probably rowers. We're going to have to confirm that, I'm afraid. Christ, W1, were bumped by Claire, W1. Queens, W1, were bumped by Keys, as we've heard. Newnham, W1, rowing over. Trinity Hall, bumped by St. Cat's. Maybe dumped as well. I don't really know what goes on boaty parties, but hey. LNBC, W1, row over. Maudlin, W1 bumped by Keys, round into the grassy corner. Selwyn bumped by Peterhouse, leaving Murray Edwards at the back to row over. Abby, you're right the way down the river. Any more news on Emmanuel first and third Pembroke Jesus?
No, we haven't had any more news down here. We've just had the losing crews starting to make their way back down the river, looking thoroughly disappointed, given it is the last day of the women's racing. That is understandable. I will be back with the results as soon as possible to confirm what did happen with Emmanuel, first and third, Pembroke and Jesus, where there was a couple of potential bumps that could have happened within sight of the finish line.
Odds are, though, being first division and looking at what they were looking like around grassy corner on stations, the odds are that it was rovers, but we're going to have to confirm it. So let's go back to the studio. Results.